The first round of the U.S. Open is underway today in Flushing, New York. And while there's still 2 weeks of tennis to be played, almost all of the attention is on Serena Williams today, who says she is leaving the sport at the end of the tournament. Let's get the latest from Christopher Clary, tennis correspondent for the New York Times. Chris, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Peter.
And can you believe this is true? The final U.S. Open for one of the greatest tennis players of all time. What kind of reception do you think Serena Williams is going to get when she walks out onto that court later tonight?
You know, Peter, I think it's going to be the most amazing reception she's ever received on a tennis court. Truly, I believe that. I think there's so much buildup to this moment. She has so much history in the sport, in New York, on that court, with this country. I think this is going to be a moment to really appreciate all that she's done. And I, honestly, as a journalist, can't wait to see what happens and can't wait to hear what happens.
She has 23 Grand Slam titles, her first at the U.S. Open back in 1999. She was ranked number one in the world for a record 186 straight weeks. I mean, help us understand how important she has been to this sport.
You know, Serena has been, one of the most important figures in the history of women's sports, maybe sports period. And I think in some ways it's a shared legacy with her older sister Venus, of course, who came along just before she did. And they really are paired together in their own minds and the public's mind. And I think a lot of what Serena's brought to the game is also through Venus as well. And that's just a whole package of skills and power and grit that has never been seen before on women's tennis. I think she and Venus both expanded the reach of the sport, being African-Americans, to a much wider group of people. You can see it in the stands at tennis tournaments now when you watch the Rainbow Coalition that's there. And I think also in Serena's case, she was somebody who was able to really achieve some of her very best results after the age of 30, which used to be kind of a deadline for athletes. And she's really shown the way that way and won 10 Grand Slam titles in her 30s.
Wow. There's still plenty of tennis to be played. Do you think she's the favorite for this tournament?
I am not ready to go that far, Peter. That's for sure. I think she's had a tough time when she's come back. She missed a year of play, came back at Wimbledon, lost in the first round. She's 1-3 in singles since she returned to the tour. Has looked a little slow, a little rusty. So it's hard to see her, running to a 24th Grand Slam singles title here. But I do feel like she has the capacity to win a couple of rounds. She's got looks tougher on paper than it might really be. But she's got a chance to win tonight's match for sure against Danka Kovanić, who's an unseeded player from Montenegro. And that crowd is going to be a huge advantage if Serena can tap into it.
And just quickly moving here to the men's side, there is no Novak Djokovic this year because he still is not vaccinated against COVID-19, having missed the Australian Open for the same reason earlier this year. That being said, who are you watching on the men's side?
It is crazy that Djokovic has missed two Grand Slam tournaments this year, Australian Open and the U.S. Open, because of his vaccination status. It's a voluntary choice, and it definitely leaves, he's the best hardcore player in the world, really. And it leaves a little bit more open than usual. Daniil Medvedev, the big Russian who won the title last year, stopped Djokovic's Grand Slam, is certainly one guy to watch. Rafa Nadal is back after a little bit of an injury break, has had an amazing season. And then you got some young guys like Carlos Alcaraz, young Spaniard, Stefanos Tsitsipas. So there are many different players, a little bit more open than U.S. Open's past.
All right, Christopher Clary, tennis correspondent for the New York Times on the first day of the U.S. Open in Flushing, New York. Thanks so much, as always, Chris.
All the best, Peter.